All right, let's move to accept agenda. Is there a motion to accept agenda as printed?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
It is unanimous. Okay, let's jump right into this. We're not going to have a very long meeting today. Mr. Gaddis is not here. Ms. Mullen is not here. Mr. Fleming, you got anything for us for?
I stopped by the city and asked Jody if she would photocopy one of the announcements of our Parent Empowerment Conference. I trust that everyone has seen that.
Yes,
we did have the conference, and it was not extremely well attended, but there was a lot of valuable information dispensed. I thought it was Sarah showed, and Alan was there also. I thought, were you there, John? No. It was really interesting. Had a lot of different perspectives, a lot of individuals who gave information on what is available to parents with students' special needs. So it was very nice.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Ms. Page is not here. Do you want to say something?
I guess the only thing is, you know, it's in front of you, and I don't know if you guys had talked about it. I wasn't able to make the last meeting we had, but there is the brochure that Commissioner Page and I worked on, and I think it's pretty much in its completed format, aside from the fact that, you know, if you see under the R meetings part, we're still kind of kept that blank just because we don't, I guess, I don't know if we have a whatever Thursday of each month we have, or I guess that's something we still need to hammer out. So really until we hammer that out, I would say this is pretty much 99.9% done, I guess. And once it's done, maybe we can put it on the next agenda. I don't know.
I think that was, we decided the third Thursday of the month.
Okay.
Third Thursday.
Okay. So then you know what? Before next meeting, what I'll do is I'll update it so it says third Thursday, give a once-over, and Jody, I'll contact you, and we can just put it on the agenda and vote to approve it. And
Is that the only change that you think you would have? Or if that's all there is to it, members could look at it and approve it tonight, and it would be attachment to these minutes, and it would go forward to council for review. But if you prefer to wait to finalize it, that's fine.
I'd probably say let's wait till the next one just so Rita can look at it and maybe we can get more people, especially if the council's going to look at it. Maybe everyone should have one more look at it just in case.
I think one other small detail, maybe under committees or assignments or anywhere, you want to put it on there somewhere where I actually chair the thing. Other than that, no problems.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay. Oh, what was that? That was my phone. Okay, so let's see. Human Relations Commission. Sarah.
I attended the State Human Relations Commission on the second Thursday of the month. We were, again, not on the agenda, but I found a nice way of asking when they thought we would be, and so they settled it right then and there. Okay. We do have a contact. It's Nancy A. and it's M-A-I-H-O-F-F Ph.D. Mayhoff.
Okay.
According to her card, she's a consultant, research, design, statistics, evaluation, educational testing, and test development. So I'm going to make a big leap here that she's in education. She lives here in Dover. My question to the commission is, because I told her I would call her, but I need to know what you want me to do if I call her, or if you want her to come here, if you want she and I to have a conversation before that. I don't have any idea what the committee would like me to do.
What value would she have in coming here and sharing with us? Or?
I don't know, because I haven't had a chance to sit down and talk with her. I've heard that in the past someone has come from the state. One of the things I I left after I had accomplished my mission.
I see.
But as I was going out the door, the next person stood up. Now, this is a public open meeting, and said, I want this kept confidential. And I didn't wait to listen. I'm assuming she was told that it can't be confidential if it's a open meeting.
Yeah.
But apparently they do hear complaints. I'm not sure she was where she should have been when she was complaining. But I am assuming, based on the wording in our strategic plan, that what we want to know is how to communicate with them if there is an issue that we feel they should handle. That is how I read the strategic plan. But she's a very nice lady, and she has attended every meeting. Some of the people do not. But I will give her a call and just see if she has any time for us just to either chat on the phone or sit down and talk, because I think they understand that we're new and we're not quite sure, you know, maybe the path we should be taking. They are also an advisory committee. Okay. So they should understand our issue on that.
Ted?
Yes.
Sarah and I talked a little bit about her going to the State Human Relations Commission meetings all the time.
Right.
Questioned the value of that, and I suggested that perhaps what we could do as the Dover Human Relations Commission is, once we find out their schedule of meetings,
yeah,
we could take turns going, so each of us would have some access or understanding of what the state is doing, but it takes the burden off of Sarah going everyone to everyone.
Yeah.
I personally do not feel it is worth going to everyone. I think we need to know how to connect and to touch base periodically, but from what I've seen going to them, I'm not sure that the person would get that much out of it.
I've been to a couple of them, and I concur. You might want to go just to see what it's like, but
And well, anyone can go.
Yeah, they're open forums.
Yeah, I was just concerned for Sarah.
I got you. 'Cause
I'm not taking this liaison position as attending all their meetings. I'm taking it with the understanding of what is written in our strategic plan,
right,
which is creating a way to be able to communicate with them if necessary, and for them to have a way to communicate with us. And in this case, it would be Nancy calling me or me calling Nancy, if that's the case. If you guys want to do it differently, then that's fine, but that was my understanding.
Well, just for the record, they meet the second Thursday of each month?
They meet the second Thursday of every month at 5:30 at Silver Lake Boulevard in the Cannon Building.
Okay. Which is building 300 or something?
It's 581.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I wanted to go this last time, but I just had way too much on my calendar.
I think one of the things I would like to discuss with Nancy, if it's something that she feels we really need to sit and observe and hear, that she would call and tell me, hey, Sarah, I think you should come to our next meeting.
Right.
That's the kind of rapport I'd like to set up with her. But to go and just sit, I kind of question the value of that.
Okay.
Because they're a public body, I imagine they have their agendas and minutes posted somewhere online, so we should be able to evaluate, you know, on top of whatever report we have, we can at least see if there's something that we need to know about or attend, or you can always pull the minutes offline, too, to see it, too. Just another way to keep tabs.
I have been checking on their agendas, which is why I know we weren't included. And I think we made three trips, maybe four, to get to on that. And I have been looking at their minutes. a lot of what they talk about is legislative, which we, you know, some of that we should be very interested in. Homeless is one of the things, but their decision, I think they're in the same position we are. They can't support anything from the viewpoint of, I support Bill such and such, such and such, okay? But they can say things like, the homeless should be treated as fairly as everyone else. That's what came out of that. But until I talk to Nancy, I won't know, you know, how we should go about it. But I'm thinking she seems open enough that I think between the two of us we could work something out on what seems to be reasonable.
I had just made that suggestion to share the burden.
Yeah.
And give us all some idea of what transpires.
Well, more than just burden, and I wouldn't put it in that because, you know, I'm not a meeting person. But I think it would be a good idea if we know it's the second Thursday. If somebody wants to experience that, then certainly you're free to go. I know I wanted to go to the last one, but, you know, it just didn't dawn on me. And just so you can see what it's like.
And I don't know how often they have the executive meetings like we went to that time.
Right.
It was supposed to start at 5:30 and started at 6:15.
Now, was that the meeting that we found quite interesting?
No, that was an actual meeting. Okay. That did not happen this time.
Okay.
Although I didn't hang around to see. What I would like to do is work out a working relationship with her. I'm more concerned about the process of how to interact together than I am actually attending the meetings, because John is absolutely right. They have all their minutes online, and they do have agendas ahead of time. And if you want to go to a meeting, be sure to look ahead of time, because they will cancel a meeting, and the only way you can find out is if you go online. And it will have the date and time and say cancel.
All right. Well, so we are getting pretty close to adjournment, folks. We went through our agenda. I do have one thing to add. There was a Mr. Rocha, Daryl Rocha, and he has interest in joining our commission. He is from the 1st District, I believe. Is that correct?
That's right.
Yeah, 1st District. And he is a very active person, a very, very active person. Do any of y'all know Reverend John Moore by chance? He does the Dr. Martin Luther King speeches. But anyway, Rocha is very, very, he would be very good for this commission, you know, if he got on. He is a... we'll go get her, active type of individual. So he indicated, and I think I got his interest through Rita. Rita Page is the one who he approached. And I know him because him and I are in the same fraternity. So I know him very well. He's a very good man. So we're looking forward to possibly getting him on our commission. And... if there's any other
Ted.
Thought, yes.
Okay. No, I said Ted.
Oh, I'm sorry with you.
That's okay.
Yes.
I don't want to be confused in trying to imitate Jody. I don't want to.
Okay.
I looked over the draft.
Yes.
The only thing I have, it looked really good, but at one point we were thinking about modifying the meeting statement in the chapter 58 or something.
I think we handled that at one meeting where we said we would just call them special or meeting, and then we could meet as much as we wanted.
Okay, I wasn't aware that we could do that, but I just... wanted to mention it before John you know, finalizes this, if we're thinking about changing that. We don't have to, but.
Okay. Well, those are the types of input that he needs, you know, to fine tune. So, and there is no bad input, particularly from you, sir, since you are a veteran of this commission. And we learn a lot. In fact, this is your product. So, okay.
I'd like to put one good thing in here about the cafe. Well, I forget the title of it, but it was a community cafe that Paul worked on. There were a lot of professional people there. A lot of those people really learned a lot because they knew their profession, but they didn't know someone else's. And even though they failed to get parents to come, and I think maybe advertising might have been the problem on that, a lot of people who also provide services walked away with a lot of good new knowledge.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah.
I this one page commission, what we do, hopefully we can rise to that challenge and meet that. You know, that's kind of what I'm all about. That's keeping me on it. And I'll tell you what, in today's climate, political climate, we really need that. We need that more than ever, I feel. So, if there is no other business, is there at this time a motion to adjourn? I think we've covered our business fairly well.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Please consider this meeting adjourned. Thank you for your company.